From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, a new shock has hit the Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's campaign. The FBI is looking into whether there was classified information on a device belonging to the estranged husband of one of her closest aides. Clinton says she is confident whatever the FBI may find would not change its conclusion from earlier this year that her use of a private email system as Secretary of State did not merit prosecution. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump said the new FBI probe is proof of what he has been saying all along, that Hillary Clinton is corrupt. There is a growing sense that by the time Iraqi forces finish regaining control of the key city of Mosul from the Islamic State fighters, few, if any, of the terror group's top leaders will be there. Meantime, the UN Human Rights Office reports Iraqi civilians are increasingly being used as pawns by IS militants in their battle for Mosul. Spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations.
Shamdasani says the cruel behavior is provoking revenge killings of people suspected of being members of IS. Russia has failed to win re-election to the UN Human Rights Council as action seen as a rebuke of the country's military support of the Syrian government. Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin played down Moscow's loss. More than 80 human rights organizations had lobbied UN members to vote Russia off the council. This is VOA News. The World Food Program is warning that half of Yemen's 24 million people are living in a state of crisis, with more than 7 million going hungry every day. That story now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Spokeswoman Bettina Lucia says it is shocking and horrible to see this level of desperation in the 21st century.
When you see mothers who have little to eat themselves, when they see their children slipping away, it just breaks your heart. And so we appeal to the world to help us do our job on the ground. We appeal to the fighting sides that humanitarians can get access to more areas.
Lucia says the WFP was able to get to three hard-to-reach districts in Taiz Governorate during last week's 72-hour humanitarian pause in the fighting. She says the WFP will soon be able to access another 189,000 people in three other areas that have been off-limits. But she adds that does not solve the ongoing problem of hunger. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Britain's decision to leave the European Union has survived a legal challenge when Northern Ireland's High Court dismissed arguments that could have prevented Prime Minister Theresa May from beginning the process of exiting the EU. It was the first court ruling on the Brexit decision, approved on a 4% margin in a shock vote in June. Pope Francis arrives in Sweden next week to commemorate the split in Western Christianity. After the Protestant Reformation, Sweden became a grim place for Catholics. Those who rejected the Lutheran faith were punished by deportation or death. Situation could not be more different right now. Sweden has become a bastion of tolerance, and the once omnipresent Lutheran Church is bleeding members while the country's small Catholic community is growing, mainly due to immigration. Father Furio Cesare is the Italian vicar of the Catholic Diocese of Stockholm.
Just imagine how many centuries it took for the Catholic Church once again to be a presence here in the country.
On Monday, Pope Francis will join Lutheran leaders for an ecumenical service, marking the start of a jubilee commemorating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. American singer-songwriter Bob Dylan says he will accept the Nobel Prize in Literature, finally breaking silence about the prestigious award. 75-year-old artist had not been responding to attempts to contact him since he was named the Nobel winner on October 13th.
That's the latest world news from VOA.